All right, everyone. Welcome back to Morning Hustle Rituals. 5 Min to Win. Your daily dose of motivation, inspiration, and let's be real, a little bit of reality check in those crazy mornings. I'm your host, Asha Blake, here to help you kickstart your day with purpose and a whole lot of positivity. Today, we're diving into something super important, building self-compassion. Ever find yourself beating yourself up over a mistake? You know that feeling when you trip on your own 2 feet and your inner critic starts launching a full-blown recession. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It's time to ditch the harsh judge and embrace a little kindness. Self-compassion isn't about being soft. It's about recognizing that we're human and perfect, flawed, and worthy of love even when we mess up. And trust me, folks, a little self-love goes a long way in building resilience, boosting your mood, and ultimately making you a freaking awesome human. So, let's break it down. 5 key takeaways to sprinkle some self-compassion magic into your life. Number 1. Acknowledge those negative thoughts. Don't try to ignore them or pretend they don't exist. Instead, treat them like passing clouds. Recognize the thought without letting it define you. You're bigger than those thoughts, remember? Next up, number 2. Practice mindful self-talk. Talk to yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Imagine your bestie tripped and spilled their coffee all over themselves. Would you scream at them? Heck no. You'd probably say something like, "Hey, it happens to the best of us. No big deal. Let's get you cleaned up." So why not extend that same compassion to yourself? Number 3. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Make a list, write down everything that makes you awesome, from your killer sense of humor to your ability to bake the perfect chocolate chip cookie. Celebrate those wins, big or small. Number 4. Be kind to your body. Treat your physical self with respect. Move your body in ways that feel good, nourish it with healthy food, and give yourself permission to rest when you need it. Remember, your body is your temple, so treat it like one. And finally, number 5. Practice gratitude. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, even the small ones. A warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, the sound of laughter, or simply the feeling of sunshine on your skin. Cultivating gratitude shifts your perspective and reminds you that there is always something to be thankful for. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're preparing for an important presentation at work. You've spent hours crafting your slides, practicing your delivery, and visualizing success. But as the big day arrives, butterflies start fluttering in your stomach. You doubt yourself, question your abilities, and even consider backing out. Suddenly, a voice whispers in your ear, "Hey, you got this." Remember all those times you nailed presentations before? You're prepared, you're confident, and you've got this. Just breathe and let your knowledge shine. That, my friends, is the power of self-compassion. It's the supportive inner voice that reminds you to be kind to yourself even when things get tough. Now, here's the takeaway: self-compassion isn't a one-time fix, it's a practice. It takes time and conscious effort to cultivate. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. When you treat yourself with kindness and understanding, you open yourself up to a world of possibilities, increased resilience, improved mental well-being, and even greater success in all areas of your life. So, how can you start incorporating self-compassion into your daily routine? Start by practicing those mindful exercises we talked about. Acknowledge your thoughts without judgment, replace negative self-talk with positive affirmations, and celebrate your strengths. Remember, folks, building self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, embrace the process, and celebrate every step you take towards becoming your own biggest cheerleader. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little extra kindness today. Let's spread the love. Until tomorrow, keep hustling, but always remember to treat yourselves with love along the way. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.